Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for March the 21st. We will begin the meeting with an invocation by Senior Pastor Ramon Valencia with the Iglesia Pentecostal Unida Hispanica Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be offered by David Kamard, the captain of the Mesa High School basketball team. I'd invite everyone to please stand and join us in the prayer and Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here to implore you the wonderful mercy as to you give them wisdom to the members of this council so that they can solve the problems that they have right now that are too complicated, and they can make the best decision for the benefits of the people of the city of Mesa. Father, we give you thanks for everything, for the life, for this council in the city of Mesa, for the members and everyone here in this building. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. David? Thank you.
If you guys could please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor Valencia and Mr. Kamard. We appreciate you helping us get off to a good start. The first item on our agenda today is an item under awards and recognitions. We do have one item, and I'd like to invite Councilmember Chris Glover to recognize the Mesa High School boys basketball team who recently won the state championship. Mr. Glover.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Here with us tonight are members of the Mesa High School's Jackrabbits boys basketball team. These young men made Mesa proud a few weeks ago when they defeated Sunny Slope High School 51-48 to win Division I Arizona State Basketball Championship. It's the 14th time that in the history that Mesa High School has won that state title. This was the first time the state championship for Mesa High boys basketball in over a decade has won, and we couldn't be more proud to have them here tonight. As a fellow Jackrabbit, I congratulate you on your hard work. I'd like to invite up Captain David Kamard to say a few words, after which we'd like to invite the team up, and we'll take a photo with you with a plaque that the City of Mesa would like to present you. And then we also have shirts that we've had made by Shirt Tales, and the plaque was by Mataj Framing that we'd like to give you. So Captain Kamard, if you'd like to come up and say a few words.
First of all, I would just like to thank the council for allowing us to be here, and it's just crazy and awesome that we're here, and it's our wildest dreams to be standing here in front of all you guys, and it's such an honor too. And also, I'd like to thank the coaches, especially and all the people that are here to support us, and the community that was behind us the whole time also. And the state championship wasn't won on February 29th. It was one with many years of hard work and dedication and sacrifice and commitment, and starting I think it started right after the loss to Desert Vista in the Elite Eight game last year. We got right back to work and got in the gym and got in the weight room and started working hard, and this was our goal to win a state championship, and that's what our top of our priorities was, and we did everything that we needed to do that. And whether it be missing out on weekends to go play basketball and or get better and practice, put in extra time on our own, that's what we tried to do, and we came successful. And there wasn't a better team that I'd want to do it with, and the members of my team are amazing, and we've been together through thick and thin, and that made us stronger and closer. And we had to deal with some adversity before the season started and during the season and stuff like that, and it just made us closer. And it was such a fun ride and joy, and I'm just glad to have been a part of it. And we couldn't have done it on our own, and there's too many people to thank. But again, we'd like to thank the council for being here and for recognizing our accomplishments. So thank you, and as always, carry on.
Yes. Just a little known fact, Davey Kamard, I think they call you D3, right? He was in our neighborhood growing up as a little kid. I remember when you were a tiny little kid, and great basketball player. But I had the opportunity to watch your championship game with Davey's grandmother, whose husband, Blaine Kamard, won the state championship 80 years ago, the same year that you guys did. So it's quite a Kamard family tradition to win championship games. So congratulations to your family and all of Mesa High.
Thank you. Well, thank you, gentlemen. You're welcome to stay or leave. We're just going to continue with the rest of our meeting, but thank you for being here. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher, we invite you forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations. One-day charitable event Friday, April 1st on Main Street between Center Street and Robeson and on McDonald between 1st Avenue and Pepper Place. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations. One-day charitable event Friday, May 6th on Main Street between Center Street and Robeson and on McDonald between 1st Avenue and Pepper Place. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations. One-day charitable event Friday, June 3rd on Main Street between Center Street and Robeson and on McDonald between 1st Avenue and Pepper Place. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Roman Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Saturday, April 2nd, 141 North McDonald. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Mag Toy Foundation, one-day charitable event, Sunday, April 3rd, 2330 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Salsa Cabana Mexican Grill, 1309 North Greenfield Road. Item 4A, act on contract amendment and dollar limit increase to the term contract for landscape maintenance services for Zones 1, 2, and 4, parks, retention basins, and sports fields for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for anodeless service risers for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one replacement medium-duty crew cab pickup truck for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase a replacement oil tanker pup trailer for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on contract for Horn Drainage and Utility Improvements. This project is funded by the 2014 Water Bond, Local Street Sales Tax, and Flood Control District of Maricopa County Grant Funds. Item 4F, act on two master job order contracts for general construction services. Item 4G, act on two master job order contracts for landscape construction services. Item 4H, act on two master job order contracts for utility construction services. Item 4I, act on two master job order contracts for transportation construction services. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the Hickey Family Foundation to accept funding for overtime, equipment, and training for the police department to combat domestic minor sex trafficking and to comply with the requirements set forth in the award notice. Item 5B has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-044, the 7100 and 7200 blocks of East McDowell Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of McDowell Road. This is a rezone and council use permit to allow for development of a transitional senior living facility. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-010, the 10,100 through 10,300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located east of the northeast corner of Guadalupe and Crisman Roads, a rezone and site plan review to allow a single residence development. Item 7B, the ordinance regarding Z16-013 is for a rezone and site plan review for the 8,400 to 8,600 blocks of East Guadalupe Road. This item is for continuance to the April 18th City Council meeting. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, Sunland Springs Village, Unit 9, the 11,400 through 11,500 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located at the north southwest corner of Meridian Road and Guadalupe Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you. There's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The first item we have that is not on the consent agenda is item 5B. This is zoning case or case number 16-0275. This is endorsing the creation of the Duke Manor Irrigation Water Delivery District that is generally bounded by 9th Street on the south, Grand on the east, 9th Place North on the north, and Country Club Drive on the west. Ms. McDonald, could I invite you to come and just let us know generally what it is that, that this agenda item is regarding?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Kathy McDonald with the Water Resources Department. In December of last year, the Duke Manor Irrigation Committee submitted a letter requesting a resolution from the Mesa City Council to endorse the creation of an irrigation water delivery district. In essence, what this does, it creates a special taxing district where the funds collected are used for the maintenance and operation of the irrigation system within this neighborhood. Currently, as I understand it, they have been managing it internally. What happens at this point, if the council approves the resolution, it goes to the county from here. This is just the first step in quite a long process that the neighborhood has to go through in order to make this happen. So once the resolution goes to the county, then the county asks the neighborhood to issue petitions and they ask for an impact statement. Once the neighborhood has done that work, then the county then decides whether or not they're going to grant the request for the irrigation water delivery district.
Okay, thank you very much. Please have a seat. We do have a couple of blue cards to speak on this, but we may invite you up to respond to some of the questions from those that are speaking. The first request I have to speak is from Don Upton. Don, good. Look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm a part of the steering committee with what's now the Duke Manor Water Association. So there are five of us that kind of help guide the repairs that need to be done, volunteer contributions, how those get spent, newsletters that communicate to our district or association. So there are currently 92 properties that are capable of taking water, not all choose to, in this neighborhood. And approximately 32 have made volunteer contributions on a regular basis. So not a grand percent, although noble, and people choosing to contribute voluntarily towards a fund that helps us keep repairs. So SRP is responsible for bringing water to their terminal. Then all, and many of you probably know about irrigation, all of the pipelines that take place to deliver to these 92 homes or 92 potential homes are our responsibility. Over the years, it's managed to work, except that we have now discovered that there are two leaks that are actually starting to present in the roadways, which will be far beyond our small, I think we have right now like $1,700 in our account, small account. We are not in a place right now where we can have loans, things that would be allowed if we were a taxation district, or contract with large corporations that can come and do the kind of repairs that are beyond us, you know, doing the digging and the repairs that we do on our own right now. So this is why we're trying to be forward thinking about what it's going to take to keep our irrigation, to keep the big, beautiful shade trees, the citrus trees, the pecan trees of our neighborhood alive. If we can't maintain our district, SRP will cut us off from water. So over the last 3 years, we've tried to just kind of beef up the volunteer commitment and people making more contributions, having picnics and making it you know, something that's in front of people to remember that this is an important part for them. But again, still only a very small percentage of people have contributed. Everyone we talk to is excited about this, but I'm sure there are people who aren't. And so we want to work with everyone and make it work for everyone. So in whatever way we need to, we'll absolutely work with our neighbors.
Thank you, Ms. Upton.
All right, thank you.
I also have a request to speak from Mr. Brian Starr. Brian, I neglected to let Ms. Upton know, but you have 3 minutes to speak.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Council and Mayor, for letting me speak. I'm kind of concerned about
creating a tax for this water district. I'm not opposed to the water district. I think it's a great idea for people to get together and form this and keep the water flowing. My problem is that the people that are handling it now don't communicate as well as I think a lot of the other neighbors wish they would. There's issues with the water ditches that have been dug, and they're sitting open, and there's spikes sticking up, which I think creates a liability for a number of different people and in the past, I've lived there since in the 80s, and all the time, if you go and you talk to the neighbors, you knock on their door and you actually have a conversation with them instead of just a very vague newsletter, people are more than willing to give up money. In the past, when there is a bigger break and a bigger situation, when you tell the people that the water's getting cut off, they're quick to open their wallet for the repairs. And maybe this, what they're trying to do would I don't know, I think it'd be better in some people's eyes, but not in all the different, not in everybody's eyes. And I think they should slow down a minute and try and communicate a little more. And if the people were more educated in the community about how the irrigation works and turning it on and turn it off at certain times and not skipping your time when you're supposed to take it, I think that would help ease the strain on the system and help it last longer. And I'm not sure that I have anything more to say. But
thank you, Mr. Starr. We appreciate those
thank
comments.
Thank you, Council.
Council, any discussion?
Yeah, if I might. I really appreciate the Duke Manor neighborhood getting together in some regards to start putting this together. I really think it's the model for what needs to happen in our irrigation systems, our privately owned irrigation systems. I live on the other side of Country Club from your neighborhood. We have the exact same model currently, and we're chronically underfunded because the cost of repairs are getting more sophisticated and expensive. And so forming this taxing district, I think we're going to end up likely to form more of these in the future. To kind of resolve this issue, Carrie, if we might, could we get our neighborhood outreach folks and maybe my council assistant to work with Kathy to get with this neighborhood? And we'll have a broader neighborhood meeting and work through some of the organizational issues.
Yeah, could hold a community meeting.
Yeah, I think that would help.
Okay.
And
maybe did you want to continue this item?
No, I'm going to move it forward.
But
I think as because they have quite a bit of process left with the county to go, so ours is just a small bit of it. So let's move it on.
Okay.
But let's and I'll engage with you guys and work what we can, because I really think that in the future we're going to have a few more of these. But it creates the correct model for managing irrigation in the future that I don't know that we're going to be able to do it through voluntary donations anymore, that a special taxing district will likely be what's required. I think our system's about 60 years old, and we have lots of struggles. I think your guys is even more, is older than that. So this is a great neighborhood, too. It's, I think, recently got a historic designation and lots of great residents in there, some kind of designation. Almost there. Okay. So anyway, we'll work with you guys and make sure that the issues that you raised, sir, were addressed as well. But I can move this item forward. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval. Mr. Thompson has seconded it. I'm going to be supporting the motion. I want you to know I'm very familiar with your neighborhood. I've irrigated several of those homes growing up, and just grew up in this neighborhood, and only a year or so ago disposed of or sold the home that I grew up in. I wish that I hadn't. I love your neighborhood. So congratulations. Mr. Starr, this is the beginning of the process. Ultimately, the final say on this is going to be with the County Board of Supervisors. So I think you and those who have questions about this are going to have a lot of opportunities to get to the bottom of this and see if it's ultimately something that you're going to be able to support. So I'm looking forward to voting in favor of this. Please cast your vote. And it is unanimous in favor of moving the process forward. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is agenda item 9, to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for annexation of case A16-01, located north of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway between Gilbert Road and Val Vista Drive, involving 82.9 plus or minus acres. This request has been initiated by the city in order to bring a city-owned parcel into the city. I now declare the public hearing open. Do we have anyone that wants to speak on this item? No one submitted a request. Council, any council members that want to address this item? Hearing none, I declare the public hearing closed.
Bang that gavel, come on.
Okay, I'll even bang the gavel. There we go. Thank you.
That's better.
First and only time I've done that. So. That concludes the items on our agenda. Is there anything from items from citizens present?
Speaker's Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. There's a motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.